The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be your host for Ladies Magazines. And we'll begin with this one from Good Housekeeping, How a Meteorologist Weathers Life Storms, a jaw-dropping memoir from Fox and Friends' Janice Dean. So this is about her book. Most of us can single out the highs and lows in our lives that help shape who we are. For Fox and Friends meteorologist Janice Dean, one unforgettable night taught her to always trust her instincts. As she writes in her new memoir, if you've ever visited Houston, you know what a rarity cool nights can be. Normally, I would close and lock the windows at night, but one night I forgot to. I came home from dinner with friends, washed my face, brushed my teeth, layered up in a big t-shirt and pajamas and sweatshirt, and went to bed. The next thing I knew, something was poking me forcefully in the shoulder. I opened my eyes, and in front of me was a man wearing a red bandana over his mouth and a dark hoodie. He was in my bedroom, 10 inches away from my face, with a knife in his hand. This sounds crazy, but my first instinct was to be calm and say hello to him. "Hi," I said, "can I help you?" That instinct likely saved her. When the man ordered her to undress, she offered up jewelry and money, buying time to escape. A sudden noise outside startled him, and he ran. He was later jailed for another crime. Keeping her wits about her has also helped Janice outfox sexist bosses like the late Roger Ailes, and win over colleagues who considered her on-air window dressing. In addition, her upbeat personality helped her cope when she was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, endured nerve damage from cosmetic surgery, and was targeted by online trolls for being fat. She's a size 10. Her decision to always choose happiness will inspire you to look for the silver linings in life, too. And her memoir is called Mostly Sunny, and it's by Janice Dean, D-E-A-N. And with this, we have your bookshelf, some other good reads they're recommending. First, a wartime drama called We Must Be Brave. This is by Frances Liardet, maybe? L-I-A-R-D-E-T. A woman finds a child during an evacuation in England, setting off a rich, memorable story of loves lost and found over a lifetime. And next, a tragic comedy called The Altruists, A-L-T-R-U-I-S-T-S, by Andrew Ridker, R-I-D-K-E-R. A widowed father and his adult children find their way after years of getting on one another's nerves. With prickly, strangely endearing characters and sharp writing, this novel is tender and hilarious. And a hipster mystery called Lost Night by Andrea Bartz, B-A-R-T-Z. Edie is the center of her raucous crew, which scatters after her suicide. A video surfaces 10 years later, raising doubts about her death. Was Edie murdered? Moving on to Good Housekeeping. Newsflash wellness. Need to know nutrition, health, and fitness findings to help you feel flat-out fantastic. And we have two subheadings here. First, regarding allergies, be proactive about pollen. Blame flowers for spring allergy symptoms all you want, but the culprit is often microscopic tree pollen. While it's nearly impossible to control what's in the air, you can get ahead of symptoms. Follow these tips from Martha F. Hartz, MD, an allergist immunologist at the Mayo Clinic. First, start nasal spray, like right now. Using an OTC nasal spray such as Flonase, Nasacort, or Rhinacort daily is the most effective way to prevent the onset of symptoms, says Dr. Hartz. Turn on the air conditioning. It can help clear allergens from indoor air. Fans only move them around. Use appliances with a HEPA filter. Air purifiers or a vacuum cleaner that has one may help with both indoor and outdoor allergens. Next, TechSmart's Caution Viral Info. Seeing a ton of likes and views on an online health video or article can make you think it holds water. In fact, the more popular a video is, the more likely it is to have low-quality info, says Stacy Loeb, MD, a urologist at NYU Langone Health. Dr. Loeb and other researchers analyzed the top 150 YouTube videos about prostate cancer screening and treatment. Overall, 77% had misleading info, errors, or bias in either the video or the comments section. Some users doled out unverified medical advice. To know what you can believe, Dr. Loeb suggests these savvy strategies. First, consider the source. Government organizations, professional societies, and reputable healthcare providers had the most accurate information. Next, check the date. It should be no more than 2 years old. And ask your doctor which online sources she recommends for you. From Real Simple, 5 ways technology can bring your family closer together. Enough with the doomsday warnings. Check out the half-full side of how experts are connecting with loved ones digitally. First, share a family photo book. My husband and I love to travel, and our relatives love that we love to travel. We began to upload photos to the album we created on Google Photos so our family could join the adventure. When we had our daughter, the album became a space where we could easily keep grandparents and siblings connected from the minute she was born, even though we're all scattered. Everyone shares photos now, especially if we visit each other. The albums foster discussion, eliciting comments, and starting chats. They make a delightful repository of connection in the cloud, and the service sometimes sends reminders of posts from the past, each its own lovely visual memory. It's the modern equivalent of a slideshow at a family gathering. And that was from Alexandra Brown, co-author of A Year Off, a story about traveling the world and how to make it happen for you. She and her husband and co-author, David Brown, live in Portland, Oregon with their nearly 2-year-old daughter across the country from their parents. The second tip, fill the gap with games. The popular social video game Fortnite gets loads of criticism, but I love the way it keeps my sons close to friends who are far away and to each other. Through headsets, they talk in real time, critiquing tactics, joking around, and trying to save each other. Teamwork. My boys are 5 years apart, 12 and 17, but it is one thing they can do together. I'm so happy when they've negotiated with me for screen time and then use it to play with each other. And yes, I've even gotten on there with them. This was KJ DelAntonio, former lead editor of the New York Times Motherlode blog and the author of How to Be a Happier Parent, Raising a Family, Having a Life, and Loving, and then in parentheses, almost, every minute. She lives on a farm in Lyme, New Hampshire, with her husband and 4 kids. Next tip, join the moment remotely. We live in a different city from our grandchildren, so my wife and I use FaceTime to take virtual strolls in the park with my daughter and her daughter and son. Sometimes we chat during dinner or read to the grandkids at bedtime. FaceTime during daily routines keeps us close, even though we see one another in the flesh only every 6 weeks or so. We avoid FaceTime during significant moments like recitals or sports events, though, because it disengages the caller from the pleasure of the moment. The real connection comes from just happening to be present, as the children say a new word, or respond to a joke, or to my clucking. I have a silly cluck I use with just them. The kids are only 5 and 2, but that 2-by-3-inch version of me on the screen is an extension of Grandmother 2.0. And that was our grandfather, I'm so sorry, Grandfather 2.0, Alan Lightman, Ph.D., professor at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and the author of In Praise of Wasting Time. He lives in the Boston area. The fourth tip, find a common language. My family loves music, so when we go on long road trips, my wife and I break our no screens in the car rule to let our boys, who are 15, 12, and 7, create Spotify playlists for everyone to listen to. We often end up singing along or engaging in rich conversations about the music. The trick is to use the technology to create a shared experience that increases bonding rather than isolating us. We continue to reap the benefits at home as we lug around a Bluetooth speaker so we can access the lists as we work out, cook, and clean, or play hoops or frisbee together. We've even all gone together to see concerts of the band we learned to like along the way. It's a bit magical. And this by Mike Brooks, Ph.D., co-author with John Lasser, PhD, of Tech Generation, Raising Balanced Kids in a Hyper-Connected World. He lives in Austin, Texas. And the last tip, pick your spots. My two grown sons and I limit phone use when we're together, but the communication that technology affords us when we're apart is a gift. One of my sons is an artist, and he shares his creative process with me by sending photos or videos. When he created a 7-foot Venus de Milo sculpture out of 130 metal isosceles triangles, for example, I felt I understood his work so much better after seeing the process unfold, how he used geometry to configure things, welded the pieces together, experimented with variegated shades of gray to paint it. I never could have gotten that from a phone call. As a neuroscientist who is often worried about technology's impact, I think it's important not to let tech detract from our interactions when we're together. The key is to find an intentional and thoughtful balance. And this by Marianne Wolfe, author of Reader, Come Home, The Reading Brain in a Digital World, and the director of the Center for Dyslexia, Diverse Learners, and Social Justice at the Graduate School of Education and Information Studies at UCLA. Next from Family Circle, Family Health Checklist. Well, this one's about headaches. Their little note up at the top says, pop an over-the-counter med at the first sign of pain for more effective relief. And then we have various and sundry subheadings. First, types of headaches. Tension, most common. Dull, steady pain that feels like a band around your forehead. Migraine, a moderate to severe ache, may be accompanied by nausea, vision changes, or light and sound sensitivity. Cluster headaches, intense pain behind one eye with tearing, redness, and stuffy nose on the same side. Lasts 15 minutes to 3 hours, then stops. Sinus pain, pain or tenderness over either side of your nose and around your eyebrows. Uncommon, but occurs with a bacterial or viral infection. What triggers them? Stress, inconsistent, and they mean headaches in general. Stress, inconsistent sleep, skipping a meal, dehydration, lack of exercise, poor posture, eye strain, caffeine, too much or withdrawal of, taking more than 2 doses of over-the-counter headache meds in a week can also cause rebound pain. Teens and headaches. Almost every child has had a headache by age 15, so it's pretty much a rite of passage. Tension and migraine headaches are the most common and can impact kids differently than adults. Both are shorter in duration and felt all over the head. Migraines are accompanied by nausea or vomiting. Triggers and treatments are the same. If your teen complains about a headache over a head bump or fall, even if it's days after the incident, it could be a concussion, says Nauman Tarig, MD, director of the Johns Hopkins Headache Center. So see your doctor immediately on that. Lights out. Resting in a dark, quiet room with a cool cloth on your head may help ease a headache. Some migraine breakthroughs. Last year, 3 game-changing prescription drugs, Ajovy, Aimovig, and Emgality, were approved for migraine prevention. They block CGRP, a protein released during migraines, says Singh. Botox injections are another option if you have episodes more than 15 days a month. And 3 neuromodulation devices are now available by prescription for treatment at home. When applied to your neck or head, they prevent or treat headaches through electrical stimulation or magnetic impulses. Stock your medicine cabinet. Many a headache can be relieved by over-the-counter pain meds. Headache specialists recommend ibuprofen like Advil, naproxen like Aleve, and acetaminophen such as Tylenol, says Rajmi Hawker-Singh, assistant professor of neurology at Mayo Clinic in Phoenix. Because we all react differently to OTC meds, it's worth trying more than one kind to see what works best for you. Naproxen tends to last longer, but if the pain isn't incapacitating, acetaminophen might be more effective. Aspirin typically isn't recommended since high doses are often needed, which increases bleeding risk. If you suffer from headaches more than once a month, avoid combination meds. They can contain aspirin and caffeine and may worsen the situation. If you take anything more than 10 days a month, see your doctor to come up with a better plan for treating your chronic pain. And go to the ER if, and this is three bullet items, it's your worst headache ever with pain intensifying in the first minute, it's severe with numbness or weakness on one side of your body, vision problems or dizziness, or you also have fever or neck stiffness and pain. Next, from Good Housekeeping, the Declutter Queen, the organizing guru behind the new Netflix phenomenon, Tidying Up with Marie Kondo, has a revolutionary method for creating clutter-free homes that actually stay that way. Try a few of her genius tips to get started. 5 golden rules for tidying. 1. Sort things by category. Purge and organize in this order. Clothing, books, papers, kimono, meaning miscellaneous items, and sentimental mementos. 2. Make this a one-time event. Tackle each category in its entirety. If you tidy just a little every day, you'll be tidying forever. Instead, employ systems that work for the long haul. 3. Keep only items that spark joy. Go through and hold every single item that you own, giving away anything that doesn't make you feel happy. Cherish the items that remain. 4. Apply gratitude. Thank giveaway items for their service before you let them go. And 5. Use what you already own. Don't start by rushing out to buy a bunch of organizers you hope will do the work for you. For example, use shoeboxes as drawer dividers. To master her method, Marie Kondo came to our mostly organized office to school us on some super clever techniques behind her signature KonMari method. Watch and learn. So she's got some surefire shirt folding. Lay the shirt or sweater face down. Fold the sides to meet in the center, continuing to fold longer sleeves in the middle, creating a rectangle. Fold in half, collar to bottom seam, and then in half again. Fitted sheet magic. Lay the sheet out flat with the elastic facing up. Fold the two long sides into the center, overlapping in the middle, creating a rectangle. Fold in half lengthwise, then fold the ends together. Start rolling from the bunchy end. And follow along with Marie's step-by-step videos. You can get instructions from the master herself on these tricks and more in a series of exclusive videos at goodhousekeeping.com/Marie, that's M-A-R-I-E, dash Kondo, K-O-N-D-O, dash news dash tips. From Good Housekeeping, etiquette, saying thanks. Not every gesture requires a handwritten note, but it's important to express your gratitude the right way. Jody R.R. Smith, founder of Manor Smith Etiquette Consulting, offers some easy guidelines. First, text or email when a person's thoughtful act doesn't require going out of her way. For example, a colleague shares notes from a meeting you couldn't attend, or a friend refers you to her doctor who turns out to be great. Call or say it in person when a small effort was extended. For example, a neighbor collects your mail while you're away for the weekend, or a fellow parent drives your kids home one day. And send a written note when time, energy, expertise, or effort was given. For example, someone gives you a gift for special occasion, an acquaintance lets you pick her brain over coffee, or a colleague covers for you at work. And we'll move now to some recipes. From Good Housekeeping, we have beef kofte with kale and chickpea salad. Active time and total time, 20 minutes. You need 1 lemon, 1 pound of ground beef, 2 cloves of garlic, finely chopped, 1.5 teaspoons ground cumin, 1.5 teaspoons ground coriander, kosher salt and pepper, 3 tablespoons olive oil divided, 1.5 teaspoon dried oregano, 1 small red onion thinly sliced, my apologies, a 15-ounce canned chickpeas rinsed, 4 cups of baby kale, and 1 pint of cherry tomatoes, cut in half if large. Finely grate the zest of the lemon and squeeze 3 tablespoons juice. In a large bowl, combine beef, garlic, cumin, coriander, lemon zest, 1 tablespoon of the lemon juice, and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Form the mixture into 12 flat ovals. Heat 1 teaspoon olive oil in large skillet and cook the kofte until browned, 90 seconds per side. In another large bowl, whisk oregano with remaining 2 tablespoons oil and remaining 2 tablespoons lemon juice. Add onion and chickpeas and toss to combine. Let sit 5 minutes, then toss with the kale and tomatoes. Serve with the kofte on top. It looks quite yummy and healthy looking. Hearty bean and beef chili. Active time 30 minutes, total time 40. You need 2 tablespoons olive oil divided, 1 pound of ground beef, 2 teaspoons ground cumin, 2 teaspoons chili powder, kosher salt and pepper, 1 yellow onion finely chopped, 1 clove of garlic pressed, 1 pound of tomatoes finely chopped, and a 15-ounce can cannellini beans rinsed. Heat 1 tablespoon oil in a large pot on medium. Add beef, cumin, chili powder, and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper, and cook, breaking up the beef until browned, about 10 minutes. Transfer beef to a paper towel lined plate. Return pot to medium, add remaining tablespoon olive oil, then onion, and cook until tender, 4 to 5 minutes. Stir in garlic and cook 1 minute. Add tomatoes and cook until they release their juices, about 5 minutes. Add 2 cups water and simmer until slightly thickened, about 10 minutes. Transfer 1/2 of beans to a small bowl and mash with fork. Add to pot along with whole beans and reserved beef and heat through. This serves 4. Then we have white bean and kale toasts. Active and total time, both 20 minutes. You need 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1 yellow onion thinly sliced, 2 cloves garlic thinly sliced, 1 15-ounce can white beans rinsed, 3 cups baby kale, kosher salt and pepper, 4 half-inch thick slices of baguette toasted, 2 hard-boiled eggs finely grated, and 4 teaspoons finely grated Parmesan. Heat oil in large skillet on medium, add onion and garlic, and sauté until very tender, about 6 minutes. Add beans and 1/3 cup water and heat through. Add kale, season with salt and pepper, and toss until just beginning to wilt, 2 minutes. Top baguette slices with bean mixture, then eggs and Parmesan. That looks good, too. I'm getting hungry. This serves 4. Next, oil and vinegar chicken cutlet sammies. Sammy means sandwich. Active in total, 20 minutes. 1/2 of a small red onion, thinly sliced. 1 tablespoon red wine vinegar. Kosher salt and pepper. 1 pound of boneless, skinless chicken breasts. 1 tablespoon olive oil. 6 cups baby spinach. And 4 5-inch pieces of baguette, split and toasted. Toss the onion with the vinegar and 1/8 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Let sit. Cut chicken into 6 thin cutlets. Heat oil in large skillet on medium-high. Season the chicken with 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper and cook until browned and cooked through 2 minutes. Per side, transfer to cutting board. Add spinach to the skillet. Season with salt and pepper and cook until just beginning to wilt. Slice the chicken and sandwich between baguette halves with spinach and onions. And this serves 4. Pan-fried chicken with lemony roasted broccoli. Active time 25 minutes, total time 30. You need 1.5 pounds broccoli cut into florets, 2 cloves garlic thinly sliced, 3 tablespoons olive oil divided, kosher salt and pepper, 4 6-ounce boneless skinless chicken breasts, 1/4 cup all-purpose flour, 1 lemon cut into thin 1/2-inch pieces, plus 2 tablespoons lemon juice. Heat oven to 425. On rimmed baking sheet, toss garlic and broccoli with 1 tablespoon oil and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Roast 10 minutes. Meanwhile, pound the chicken breast to even thickness. Season with 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper, then coat in flour. Heat 1 tablespoon oil in large skillet on medium high and cook chicken until golden brown 3 to 5 minutes per side. Nestle chicken amidst broccoli and roast until chicken is cooked through and broccoli is golden brown and tender about 6 minutes. Return skillet to medium heat, add remaining tablespoon of oil, then lemon pieces, and cook, stirring until beginning to brown, 3 minutes. Add lemon juice and 1/3 cup water and cook, stirring and scraping up any browned bits. Spoon over the chicken and serve with broccoli. And this serves 4. And one last one, cheesy chicken and broccoli casserole. Active time, 20 minutes. Total time, 40. You need 1 pound boneless, skinless chicken breasts, kosher salt and pepper, 1 tablespoon plus 1 teaspoon olive oil, 1 yellow onion finely chopped, 1 clove garlic pressed, 3 tablespoons all-purpose flour, 3 ounces Parmesan cheese finely grated, 12 ounces broccoli florets, 3 ounce roughly torn baguette, or about 2 cups. Heat oven to 425. Cut chicken into 1.5-inch pieces. Season with 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Heat 1 tablespoon oil in a large skillet on medium high and cook chicken until browned on one side, about 2 minutes. Transfer to a plate. Reduce heat to medium low, then add onion. Saute until tender, 5 minutes. Stir in the garlic and cook for another minute. Sprinkle flour over onion and cook, stirring, 1 minute. Slowly stir in 1.5 cups water, scraping up any browned bits, then Parmesan. In a 2.5-quart shallow baking dish, toss together chicken and broccoli. Spoon onion mixture over the top and bake 10 minutes. Meanwhile, in a food processor, pulse the baguette with remaining teaspoon of oil to form coarse crumbs. Sprinkle over the casserole and bake until golden brown, about 15 minutes. And this serves 4. From Good Housekeeping, that's genius. Retail Me Not RX Saver. Sometimes prescriptions can be pricier than that handbag you've been eyeing. That's why Retail Me Not's new offering called RxSaver.com lets you comparison shop discounted prescription prices at various pharmacies, prices that can be lower than what you'd get using insurance. The site works with select prescription discount providers to gain access to reduced costs. Plug in the medication name along with your zip code, and once you've picked a pharmacy, the site will give you a discount code to bring with you. From Family Circle, if your insomnia needs something stronger than lavender spray, level up to the Clova Sleep Z Patch. It releases natural sleep aids like melatonin, hops, and magnesium throughout the night. Just peel, stick, and snooze. It's KLOVA.com. $31 will get you a 4-week supply. And we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.